The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. Grammarly is the right AI assistant for your team. With top-tier security credentials and 15 years of experience in responsible AI, Grammarly is how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. See why 70,000 teams trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise.
Hey, this is Sean.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from The Interrupters.
Hey, it's Safer Mustard Plug.
Hi there, you wonderful Scar listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from The Resignators.
Hey, this is Dan P. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah!
Sasha. And hey, this is Graham. We're the Mad Caddies.
And you're listening to
Scar Nation.
messages to stay up. So what you gotta do, this beast is coming near. You get rid of the problem, you get rid of the fear. Cause when I see a shark, I wanna see its head. I wanna put a full of strength through its head. And whatever, we'll just shoot for fun. I wanna see them killed, I wanna see them gone. Don't have to fight for it. Let the murderers live in peace. Conflict over territory. It's not the middle. Is coming near. You get rid of the problem, you'll get rid of the fear.
Welcome back to Sky Nation Radio with the Beefy. We had a bit of a studio blowout again. It happened to us during the Beefy's Top 30 of 2024 a couple of weeks ago, and it's happened again, so I've jumped in the other studio to keep the show going. That was at the Space Jam out of Perth. They've done two releases so far. I'm not sure whether they're still together. I haven't heard too much about them, but their debut in 2015 was called The Shawshank Redemption. You just heard the title track off that EP, The Shawshank Redemption. Hopefully they still are going. They put out a single in 2017 called Are We Alone? Let's hope that those guys are still playing ska over there in Perth. Before that, we heard from the, now I'm going to get this wrong. Well, I might not get it wrong. Who knows? The Ali Aware Desert Reggae Band. They put out their debut album. Yes, their debut album in November last year. We are committed on this show to doing First Nations bands in what we're terming the Red Dirt Reggae genre. Now, Red Dirt Reggae generally ends up sounding a little bit like ska, so we are more than happy to focus on First Nations bands. Now, the Alawarra Desert Reggae Band, I think, are from Tennant Creek. The Winanjikari Music Centre is the, I guess, the recording studio where these First Nations Desert Reggae bands can go and record stuff. The Alawarra Desert Reggae Band are from the small community of Ampilatawacha in the heart of the central deserts of the Northern Territory. They hone their talent practicing on basketball courts, community gigs, and sports carnivals. The group of friends have crafted an electrifying fusion of desert rock and reggae, drawing on stories of home, heartbreak, and celebration Alawarra Desert Reggae channels the energy and resilience of their community into every performance. Their music is a heartfelt expression of life in the remote desert and an invitation to let loose on the dance floor. So I may well be playing more from the Alawarra Desert Reggae Band, and I might also be playing more from Wininjikari Music Centre. It's the music arm of the Barkly Regional Arts and has made significant contributions to the music story of the Barkly. WMC promotes access, development and recognition of the arts by delivering programming across learning, rehearsal, recording and performing in the cornerstones of a musical community. So that's bloody good. We featured a band in December, might have even been November, who recorded their album on the mobile recording studio that the Perth government or lottery funding had provided. So they were able to basically drive a van to a remote community of Western Australia, and bands can record their stuff on the van, on the mobile recording van, which is brilliant. I love that type of story, and it's great that we are able to play Red Dirt Reggae, Aussie ska, really, on this show. And I will keep doing it. I am committed to finding new bands and create some sort of focus on desert reggae, red dirt reggae, First Nations reggae, because it is the lifeblood of what we do in this country. And the more people that stand up and take notice, the better it's going to be for everyone. Alrighty, let's keep moving on. On February the 22nd, Scar Fighter 2 is happening in Melbourne. Scar Fighter 2 is basically an all-day festival at the Gasometer Hotel. It features 6 ska bands, 6 punk bands fighting it out live at the Gasso. It's going to be an all-day festival. It's being headlined by Area 7. Oh, yes. It features bands like the Kitty Hawks, Admiral Akbar's Dishonorable Discharge, Out of Spite, Bro Down, and some interstate bands as well. Bands like Modus Fire, the Donald Trumpets, Operation Ibis, and Stepping Razor. Stepping Razor are making the trip down, and over the next few weeks, I will be focusing on bands that are featuring on Ska Fighter 2 at the Gasso. Tickets are available. Just jump onto the Gasso or look up Ska Fighter 2. I'm sure links will be available. It's going to be an absolute cracking day. It is raising money for, I think, the Berry Street Hospice. I'll need to look up exactly. I haven't got it in front of me because I've just changed studios, so I am a bit all over the place a little. We're raising money for domestic violence to counteract the after effects of domestic violence and torn apart families. So we will be pushing that festival, and there'll be a lot of other news to do with that as we go. So let's hear a bit of Steppin' Razor to kick things off. This was off their 2005 EP, These Pictures, Kingston and Liberty.
Where the walls are thick, the fire and light is the name. the big pirate down in the grave. But I soon tossed up by the street. Now remember where I lived, this side over again. Yeah, Jason, found the mercy. No fear in the face that I'm gonna see.
Colourful, brand new, their fifth single. I think it's their fifth single, Losing My Mind. They're from Otapoti in Dunedin in the South Island of New Zealand. I am committed to playing New Zealand ska and reggae, or roots reggae as they like to call it over there. That sounds a little bit, you know, low-key, lo-fi ska. Loose and Colourful, we add them to our list of New Zealand bands that seem to be racking up the hits. And I am, like I said, committed to playing New Zealand ska and reggae bands, as I am to First Nation desert reggae bands on this side of the ditch. We also heard Steppin' Razor from their These Pictures EP 2005. Kingston and Liberty was the name of that track. Now, Scarfighter 2 is on Saturday 22nd of February at the Gasso Smith Street in Collingwood, raising money for Berry Street Foster Care as one of the family and domestic violence charities involved. Area 7 are headlining. Stepping Razor, who you just heard, are coming from Sydney. No Idea. Top Noval are coming. I think they're a Wollongong band more than Sydney, but it says Sid on this flyer. Pretty sure they're not Sydney, but never mind. Operation Ibis are from Sydney, and they're coming down. Radshack are coming down from Brisbane. The Kitty Hawks, Admiral Akbar's Dishonourable Discharge, Bro Down, Outer Spite, Side Splitter, and the Murder Balls. Melbourne bands. We've got the Donald Trumpets coming from Perth. Modus Fire are coming down from New South Wales. Tickets are available right now. The Gasso isn't huge. I reckon with Area 7 and Top Noval, No Idea, Stepping Razor, Kitty Hawks, this will probably sell out. So please get your tickets as early as you possibly can. Like I said, Scarfighter 2. Scar and Punk Festival, raising funds for family and domestic violence charities. There you go. That is on Saturday, February the 22nd. All right, because of the mess around, I am going to dive straight in to the new releases right now. The Pumps are out of Boston. They have a new album on the way. The new album is called Partial Eclipse of the Pumps. There's only one track available right now. It's an absolute banger. It's called That's Not a House. The album is out actually the day before Scarfighter, so there you go. Put that in your diaries. That's Not a House, The Pumps.
You take a journey outside the ring roads to the zip codes where they block the interstate. These buildings where we call cold are ours getting in the rain. They don't want you to know that the train goes there and the bus line was squashed. Referendum was lost. I can't believe my eyes. Saw it on a test drive. Took a wrong turn, then I got mad. Can you believe they kept this from me? Can you believe that it's that bad? I could never have guessed this sort of largesse was just hiding right over a hill. Can you believe they kept this from me? Can you believe that it's there still? Tell me that's not a house, 'cause if that's a house, then I haven't been living. Tell me that's not a house, 'cause if that's a house, then I am living.
I once knew a guy who set the bar high. I'd never get close, so I never would try. He can do his thing and I'll do mine and bury the bar. When everything in life feels way too hard, take your high hopes and put them in a car. Drive that car away real far and bury the bar. If it's up to I, just take it down, send it on down to the bottom of the ground. Dig a little deeper so it can't be found and bury the bar. When expectations are way too high, that's where our dreams are going to die. Set the bar high, I'd never get close, so I never would try. He can do his thing and I'll do mine and bury the bar. Everybody else might long to be a part of our society, but that place just isn't for me, so I'll bury the bar. When expectations are way too high, that's where our dreams are going to die. You only get one. Expectations are way too high. That's where our dreams are going to die. You only get one, so live your life. Bury the bar. It's looking up too high for you. There's only one thing left to do. Grab a friend and shovel too and bury the bar. The lower you get it to be, the more things you can now achieve. Above is where you wanna be, so bury the bar. Climb to a guy who set the bar high. Never get close, so I never would try. He can do his thing and I'll do mine. Bury the we'll be right back.
brand new from Curitiba in Brazil, Abracadabra, Swings and Roundabouts. They've been pretty quiet for a while. They put out a brilliant album called Make Yourself at Home 2021. I just looked it up. 2021, that came out. That's like 4 years old, man. Gee, that seems like it came out last year. Make Yourself at Home is very, very good. Please check out Abracadabra from Curitiba, Paraná in Brazil. Before that, Swigfoot, my favorite band out of Tucson, Arizona. Bury the Bar is the name of their new single. They are my favorite gout-based, yeti-themed band from Arizona. Other gout-based, yeti-themed bands from other states in America are probably up there, but these guys are my favorite, definitely. We kicked that little triple play off of new releases with the Pomps from Boston. Told you it was a banger. That's Not a House. That is the first single off their new album, Partial Eclipse of the Pomps. That is the only track available because the album doesn't come out till February 21st. And if That's Not a House is anything to go by, the album is going to be sensational. Can't wait for that one. All right, let's crack on with more new releases right now. I'll tell you what, we've just been to Brazil. Let's nip across the border to Buenos Aires, Argentina. Caro Ska have teamed up with Bibi Ferreira for their new... It's actually only a two-tracker, but they've called it Todo Muy Rico. This is Sea Cruise. We'll be right back.
is resting here. Close up the moment. Slay the reason I from the west. There's people from the east. There's people who don't mind a beast. We're all here for the test. We're here to slay the beast. The one inside your chest about to be released. Feel the burn, feel the heat. Take it up on your feet. Slay the beast. Tear it up with your teeth. Shake it up, lock it in. Don't lose a grip. Get a grip. You've got to figure it out. You've got to figure it out. You've got to figure it out.
brand new from the Gamblers, who are officially out of Poland, but they're based in London. It is the side project from Booze and Glory's Marg RSK, and the band have basically formed from Polish migrants that live in and around London. But it sounds so, so good. The name of that one is Tonight. It has just come out. The B-side is a cover of Let Your Yeah Be Yeah, the old John Holt Pioneers classic. They have a new single slated to come out in February called Boom Boom. I'll be playing that in the coming weeks. But that does sound good. They will be touring with Booze and Glory throughout Europe through the European summer. They will be appearing, here's a heads up for you, they'll be appearing at the This Is Ska Festival with our very own the Kitty Hawks. So, yeah, it'd be great to see the Gamblers do well, because I do like the sound of that. Before that, the Scanimals out of Oslo in Norway. We played a few of their early releases, but the album is finally out. Unleash the Scanimals, and I just played Figure It Out for you. Can't wait to hear more from the Scanimals, because they have started off with a bang, to say the least. Always good. Always love a bit of Norwegian ska if we can get it. And we kicked that little triple play of new releases off with Kato Ska featuring Bibi Ferreira from Buenos Aires, Argentina. The new single is called Sea Cruise. Very, very nice. We're going to jump into the requests right now. Our featured trio, as always, Mark Hardio, John Irving, Jono's Juggernaut, and brand new Millwall Paul. Weirdly enough, totally unrelated, they have all gone for Jamaican bands or Jamaican acts. The first one, I'm going to go Mark Hardio. Hardio's hit for this week. Desmond Dekker, teaming up with the Specials, put out an album in 1993 called King of Kings. Track number one off that album, Sammy Dead. Thanks, Mark. I would chat more, but we've had enough disasters earlier tonight, so I'm just trying to get through the music. Semi-Dread from Desmond Dekker and the Specials.
them checks say we hip and ting. True, them no know and ting. We have them going and ting. Now pop no style, all strictly roots. Now pop no style, all strictly roots. See me on the road and you no call out to me. Do you see me in my pants and ting? See me in my altar back. Let me give you a heart attack. Give me a little bass, make me wine up my waist. Uptown top ranking. See me in my Benz and ting. Dolly true constant spring. Them chicks say we come from Cosmo Spring. But the true them don't know anything. Them don't know say we top ranking. Uptown top ranking. Should I see me on the ranking dread? Check out we jamming and ting. Love is all I bring. In a khaki suit and ting. Now pop no style. Chuck it and ting. In our khaki suit and ting. Love is all I bring. In our khaki suit and ting. Now pop no style. A strictly roots. Now pop no style. A strictly roots.
Membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We'll be right back.
trio of requesters all went for Jamaican acts, which is awesome. You just heard Cindy Starr's Rude Boys from 1968, Hippie Ska. That was Jono's Juggernaut for this week. Hi, Jono. Thanks, buddy. Good to have you back on board. Millwall Paul, Althea and Donna, 1978. Uptown Top Ranking got to number one in the UK in 1978. And Hardio's hit, Mark Hardio up there in Tanambit in New South Wales. Desmond Decker and the Specials from 1993 off their King of Kings album, Sammy Dead. Tremendous. Oh, that's a second track of the Specials tonight. Don't often do that. There you go. Now, talking about the Specials, in part one of the show, I actually did play a track that was number five in the UK charts this week in 1981. It was Do Nothing with a B-side, Maggie's Farm, featuring Rico Rodriguez. Not forgetting the Ice Rink String Sounds. If you just go down two spots in that same chart, you will find The Beat. Too Nice to Talk To. So, why not? Let's do it live, shall we? The Beat, Too Nice to Talk To, on this day in 1981. It was number seven in the UK charts.
This next one's called Too Nice to Talk To.
Just to burn it again. it again. We'll burn it and we'll build it again.
Get your hands in your head now. You don't get no hurt.
What a way to finish up. Toots and the Maytals doing it live the way it should be. 54-46 was my number, with a whole lot of other stuff thrown in for good measure. Absolutely brilliant. If you want to check out Toots and the Maytals' debut album, Sweet and Dandy, from 1969. What else do we hear? Bedouin Soundclash with a bit of help from Amy Interrupter. That was number one in Beefy's top 30 of 2022. Walk Through Fire was the name of that one. They are from Toronto. Gonna go and play hockey. Gonna go curling at the Bonchville, eh? Currently on tour in Ontario right now. And they will be touring other areas of Canada in March. So check those guys out if you're up that way. The name of the album that came out in 2022 is called We Will Meet in a Hurricane. It is phenomenal. It really, really is. Go and get it. The Beat, Too Nice to Talk To. That was number seven in the UK charts on this day in 1981. Wasn't on an album at the time, but reissued versions of What Happened? It does appear on there. I spent 7 weeks in the charts. It peaked at number seven. Alrighty, that's it, folks. That is it. We have wrapped up this rather interesting edition of Ska Nation Radio with Beefy. Another studio blowout. Oh, my word. I must be cursed. I really must be. Cherry Bar, Sunday Night, Operation Big Jake Boston, ABCD, and Americana, the Offspring tribute band. It's going to be one hell of a night. It's a public holiday on Monday, so you can drink to your heart's content. So hopefully I will see you at Cherry Bar on Sunday night. Ska Fighter 2, featuring a whole host of ska and punk bands at the Gasso on February 22nd. Get your tickets now. Helping Berry Street Foster Care Homes and other domestic violence charities. Please go and support the local live music scene. Buy your tickets as early as you possibly can. If there's a ska band in your area, do your utmost to go along. Venues are still closing because we don't support them. So please, if there is a band playing locally, you want to go and see them, go along, buy some drinks, take a friend, buy some food, support your local live music venues. And like I said, buy your tickets as early as possible because gigs are getting cancelled for one reason or another. The number one reason is generally poor ticket sales, so please buy your tickets early. Otherwise, venues, bands, and promoters may take the tough decision to cancel gigs because financially it is better to not do gigs than lose shed loads of money. I want to wish you all a happy new year. I'm pretty sure we're all back into it right now. I know I am. I am struggling, but that is a life. It really, really is. In the meantime, please, please, please stay safe, do the right thing, and be excellent to one another. I've been Beefy. I will be back same time, same place, same channel. Follow me on social media. Just look me up on Facebook and Twitter. Look up Ska Nation Radio. I may well be on Instagram soon, so watch out for that too. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. I just got one thing left to say. Take it away, Bluey!
shortest route to Stumbly-tastics.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.